Doctor Who, Sting of the Zygons by Stephen Cole. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Doctor Who, Sting of the Zygons by Stephen Cole. The beast appeared with a shrieking roar. Within moments, Bill Farrow's ears were ringing with the screams of villagers, the shattering of slate, the howling of terrified dogs. The hell creature had smashed straight through the manor house, its scaly head rising up from the wreckage of stone, savage eyes staring round as if hunting for fresh targets. Then the beast moved forwards, crashing through the ancient stone walls like they were chalk, tearing up the flawless lawns and the topiaries Bill had so carefully cut only days before. The devil himself comes to judge us, thought Bill fearfully, wishing he'd drunk less and listened more to the vicar's words that morning. He turned, stumbled and ran, spitting snatches of prayer under his breath. A gang of young men had grabbed pitchforks and scythes and were gathering in the churchyard. They shouted for Bill to join them as he passed, but Bill ran on. Might as well attack the thing with pea shooters. The beast's strength was hideous, hell-born. It can trample stone, he wanted to shout at the men. It can level a house with a brush of that tail. You can't stop it. But his lips remained set in a grimace of pure terror as he ran...